阿门。我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名，阿门。Praise be seated。
Today's scripture comes from Psalm 127. I'll give you a moment to turn there. Psalm 127. I'll be reading from the English ESV, and I believe the Chinese will be behind me. Psalm 127 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Dear brothers and sisters and friends, greetings.
首先, 祝在座的各位父亲节快乐。
First of all, I wanted to wish all the friends here the happy Father's Day.
每一年我都盼望着过父亲节。
Every year, I look forward to the day, the Father's Day.
因为每年父亲节的时候, 我的孩子们都为我洗脚。
Because every year, my children actually will wash my feet on Father's Day.
孩子们为我洗脚是一种非常享受的经历。
To have my feet wash my children is a very enjoyable experience.
他们的小手在我的脚趾间滑来滑去，非常的舒服。
Their hands moving through my toes is a very good feeling.
孩子们给我洗完脚以后又说，我们在母亲节的时候忘了给妈妈洗脚，今天要补上。And
the children say, "Well, actually, we forget to wash our mother's feet on Mother's Day, so we got to do it today to make it up."
他们又给妈妈洗脚。And
therefore, they then wash their mother's feet.
我就感觉到他们给我洗脚能消除我一年的疲劳。I
feel that being washed by their hands of my feet could take away a whole year's worth of fatigue.
所以今天在座的青少年, 你们要不要今天回家去给父母洗脚?
So all the youth today, would you go home and wash your parents' feet tonight?
然后对他们说谢谢。
And to say to them, thank you.
父亲是在家庭中的一个概念。
Father is a concept related to the family.
有人把 家庭这个词就写成这样一个离合体。
Some people have used family, use it as an acronym.
F-A-M-I-L-Y 是 Father and Mother, I love you.
There you go.
一个家庭有爸爸和妈妈，我爱你。 一个家庭最重要的就是爱。
So the most important thing in the family is love. As you can see, Father can be spelled out as Father and Mother, I love you.
家庭是基督教信仰中非常重要的观念。
Family is a very important concept in Christianity.
也是非常核心的部分。
It's also core to its value.
但这个价值观在现在这个时代面临挑战。
However, this concept is facing many challenges in today's world.
现在这个时代是被称为后一切的时代。
We live in a post-everything era.
后现代,
it's post-modernism.
后电视,
is post-TV.
后台式电脑,
is post-desktop.
后有线电话,
is post-landline.
后, 录像带,
is post-VHS.
也是后录像带, 后DVD时代.
It's also a post-DVD era.
希望这个时代不是一个后婚姻。
I hope this is not an era that is post-marriage.
后做父亲,
or post-father.
后生孩子的时代,
or post-children.
家庭对于我们信仰非常重要。
Family is very important to our faith.
一男一女的婚姻是我们的价值观。
One man and one woman making up marriage is our core value.
一父一母是我们的价值观。
One father, having one father, one mother is also our concept.
我在电视上看到一个故事。
I saw a story on TV.
有一个小学生回家去要求他父母离婚。
There was one student who went home and demanded that their parents be divorced.
他的父母就很惊讶，说：“我们父母，你的父母那么彼此相爱，为什么要离婚呢？”
The parents were shocked because they love each other, and why would the child come home to ask for divorce?
这个孩子说：“我班上有20位同学。”
The student says there are 20 classmates in my class.
其他19位同学的父母都离婚了。
But 19 of them, their parents were divorced.
我是唯一的一个既有爸爸又有妈妈的人。
I'm the only one with actually a father and a mother still in marriage.
我就感觉到同侪压力了。
And I feel the peer pressure.
这是这样一个荒谬的时代。
This is indeed a ridiculous time.
人们对上帝设立的神圣婚姻的观念混乱了。
That we're confused about the setup that God has put together in marriage.
我们的家庭和婚姻还面临其他很多的挑战。
Our family and our marriage are also seeing myriads of other challenges.
比如美国的LGBT。
For example, regarding the LGBT community.
中国的婚外情。
About extramarital affairs in China.
我们的孩子也面临很多的挑战。
Our children also are facing other challenges.
像电脑游戏。
For example, computer games.
社交媒体。
Social media.
毒品。
Drugs.
还有色情的挑战。
And pornography.
那在这样一个后一切的时代, 我们怎么样持守我们基督教的家庭价值呢?
So how do we continue to maintain our family concept that is in our faith?
一个家庭得胜最重要的因素是什么呢?
What is the most important factor in achieving victory in our faith, in our family?
答案就在诗篇第127篇里面。
The answer rests with Psalm 127.
诗篇127篇通常认为是所罗门王写的。
It's generally believed that Psalm 127 was written by Solomon.
也有学者认为是被掳归回以后写的。
Some scholars believe this psalm was written after the captivity of the Jewish people.
这是15首上行之诗当中的第8首。
This is the 8th Psalms of Ascents out of 15.
每一年的三大节期，犹太希伯来人都上耶路撒冷去。
There are 3 major festivities that where the Jews would go up to Jerusalem to worship.
他们向上走，唱这些赞美诗。
They would sing these songs of ascents as they climb up the stairs.
有的是全家一起坐在车里，这时候全家一起唱诗赞美。
Sometimes it could have been that the whole family were sitting in a carriage, and as they were going along, they would sing such psalms.
另外，祭司进入圣殿的时候，
Another instance it might have been the priests as they enter into the temple.
从外院到内院，每上一级台阶就唱一首上行之诗。
As they were climbing through or walking through the outer court into the inner court, the priest would be singing such a song.
好，我们一起低头做个祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
我们在天上的父，
Our Father in heaven,
感谢你赐下你的宝贵话语。
We thank you for giving us such precious words.
愿你的话语在这个父亲节成为每一个家庭的激励。
May your word become an encouragement to all of us in the congregation.
主的教会, 奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
That for your church in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
第一点是上帝为他所爱的建造家庭。
This point, the first point is about how God builds home for his beloved.
第一节，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
So as it reads in verse 1, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain.
好，第一小点是上帝建造。
So the first point that we want to talk about is unless the Lord builds.
这里在第一节里，除非这个词出现了两次，是两个平行的句子。
In this sentence, the word unless appears twice. It appears in parallel to other phrases.
而且突然这个词出现了，在一二节出现了三次。
The words in vain appear about three times.
那到底什么叫做突然呢？
So what does that mean, in vain?
突然跟传道书里的虚空又有什么区别呢？
What is the difference then between in vain and also the word vanity as appear in Ecclesiastes?
传道书中的虚空本来的意思是空气、蒸汽。
The word the vanity in Ecclesiastes means air, emptiness, vapor.
意思是很短暂、很单薄，也翻译作虚空。
It meant ephemeral, it meant insubstantial, also translate into vanity.
那诗篇127篇这里的突然又是什么意思呢？
So in Psalm 127, what is the word in vain? What does that mean?
突然是跟假神偶像相联系的一个词。
So it turns out that in vain and false idol actually are two related terms.
所以突然就是不被上帝赐福，不被上帝喜悦。
Therefore, in vain means that the one does not receive the blessing of the Lord and is not pleasing to the Lord.
这里诗人让我们看到一个建筑的画面。
Here the psalmist paint a picture of construction.
一群建造者他们在努力地盖房子。
It gives us a picture of a group of builders that were working really diligently to build the building.
他们投入大量资金，努力的计划。
They poured in a vast amount of investments and with lots of planning.
他们努力工作，日夜加班。
They worked really hard through day and nights.
最后房子建成了。
Lastly, the house is built.
他们就很高兴的庆祝。
They very happily celebrated.
但是一场风暴来了。
However, a storm came by.
房子塌掉了。
The house toppled.
这些建筑者就哭了。
The builders then cried.
这就是突然。
This is in vain.
因为他们没有考虑他们建筑工程最重要的因素，就是我们的上帝。
Because they have neglected to consider the most important factor in building a house that is focusing on the Lord.
上帝才是我们属灵工程的真正的建造者。
The real engineer, the real builder behind our spiritual project is actually God.
在这里，希伯来文的房屋指的可以是房子、家庭和圣殿。
In here, the Hebrew word for the word used here, a house, could point to the word house, home, or temple.
那为什么这里要提建造房屋呢？
So why does it mention the word building the house? Why does it give that concept?
因为我们的家庭可以住在里面。
Because house is a place where our home and our family live in.
我们劳动，上帝决定结果。
We labor, but it's the Lord who determines its outcome.
我们如果不信靠上帝，我们所有的劳动即使完工了，也不蒙上帝喜悦。
If we do not trust in the Lord, even though we may labor to cause the project to finish, but in the end, it does not please the Lord, and it will quickly fail.
即使在今天，也有这样不考虑上帝这个因素的建筑商。
Even today, we see many builders who have not factored God into their project design.
我去拿城圣经教会讲道的时候。
Recently, I visited a church called the CBCGN, the Greater Nashua.
我听到他们的同工讲了他们购堂的故事。
I heard from their coworkers about a project a building they were planning on buying.
他们要购买的建筑是一个体育馆。
The building they were planning to buy was actually a gymnasium.
2006年的时候他们第一次想去买然后投标了$825,000
In 2006 they first went to bid for the house it was going to cost them about $825,000
但是另外一位建筑商出了更高的价买下了这个建筑
However they were outbidded by another builder
这个建筑商就想把体育馆拆了建一栋公寓楼
This builder wanted to take apart, tear down the gymnasium and build a large apartment building
这位建筑商有钱有好的计划也努力工作
This builder had money, had a good plan and was working very hard
但是建筑商就没有考虑最重要的一个因素上帝
But this builder did not considerGod factor him into the equation.
这个建筑商计划的公寓楼太高，违反了城市建设的规范。
It turned out that the height of the building was too tall, and that they violated the building code.
所以建筑商就破产了。
And so this builder actually ended up bankrupt.
四年以后再次拍卖这座建筑。
And put the property on an auction block 4 years later.
那教会就拍卖的时候把这座建筑买了回来。
So then the church was able to actually buy this property 4 years later.
花了$450,000。
But they only paid half the price, $450,000.
那谁付了这个差价呢？
And so who paid the sort of the difference between the two prices?
就是这个建筑商。
Of course, it was the builder who actually lost them, that amount of dollars.
所以这是一个例子，一个没有考虑上帝的建筑商，他失败了。
So this is an example of how the builder did not factor God into his equation when building a project.
那属灵工程的建筑呢
？But what about our spiritual construction, our spiritual project?
我们举行一个婚礼，上帝赐给婚姻。
We routinely hold weddings, but it's God who grants marriage.
我们买一座房子，上帝使它成为一个家庭。
We buy the physical house, but it's God who actually provides the family.
我们买一辆车，上帝用婴儿和尿布把它充满。
We buy a car, but it's God who fill it with diapers and babies.
我们把孩子送到 Awana, 上帝使他们成为小门徒。
We send children to Awana, but it's God who disciples them.
我们今天把青少年送去短宣，上帝使他们成为将来的宣教士和教会领袖。
We send our children to short-term missions, but it's God who calls them to become missionaries and disciples.
我们送我们的孩子去学习政治学，上帝使他们成为未来的总统。
We send our children to study the political science, and it's God who makes them into future presidents.
我们的家庭是一个属灵的工程。
Our family, our home is a spiritual project.
我们可以努力的去建造，但是如果没有上帝，一切都是枉然。
We could build it with all our might, but without God, everything will be in vain.
一切关于家庭、关于婚姻、关于做父母的事，都是关于上帝自己。
Everything that relates to the family, relates to the marriage, relates to being parents.Or parenting ultimately relates to God. It's God's business.
家庭这项属灵工程是上帝自己的工作。
Building a family, this project, is a spiritual project that belongs to God.
所以最重要的一件事是让上帝成为我们家庭的建造者。
Therefore, the most important factor here is to let God be our constructor, to be the builder.
这样我们就要荣耀神，让神做我们家庭的头。
This way we will glorify our God and let Him be the head of our family.
第二点是上帝看守。
The second point is about God guards.
若不是耶和华看守城池，看守人就枉然警醒。
So the verse reads, Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
这里是第二个画面，是一个守望的画面。
This is a second imagery. This is about a watchman.
这位城市的守望者在城墙上的守望楼守望。
This watchman stands on guard over the city in a watchtower.
他必须日夜保持警惕。
He needs to watch over and be vigilant all throughout the nights.
他努力工作，对敌人警惕，来保卫城市。
He works diligently. He watches over any possible enemy entry, and he protects the city.
但是狡猾的敌人就装扮成好人的样子。
However, the enemies could be disguised as common citizens.
偷偷摸摸的已经进了城市，开始攻击王宫。
They could stealthily enter into the city and attack the palace.
守望者努力工作了，但是他的也没有完成任务。
So even though the watchmen were working really hard, he, however, fails in his mission to guard the city.
他没有考虑最重要的因素，就是上帝。
In this case, he again fails to consider God as an important factor.
上帝可能告诉这位守望者，我来接班，你去睡一会儿觉。
God might have told the watchmen,Don't worry, I will watch over, you can go to sleep.
但守望者却可能对上帝说，不，我需要警惕。
But it quite be possible that the watchman replied to the Lord and says, No, 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 I cannot go to sleep, I have to be watchful.
我不需要你，我自己就可以做。
In fact, I could do this without you.
他甚至暗示了他可以比上帝做得更好。
He even suggests that he could do a better job than what God can do.
但是上帝才是最好的守望者，他的眼睛看到一切。
But God is the best watchman. His eyes can see all things.
我们孩子在学校的英文课学了特洛伊战争。
Our kids learn in their history class the story of the Trojan Horse or Trojan War.
这就是一个失败的守望者的例子。
This is a good example about how the watchmen actually failed their mission.
敌人躲藏在特洛伊木马当中，进入城市，而且攻占了城市。
As you remember, the enemies hide inside the Trojan horse, enter into the city, and began to kill many people inside the fortress.
我们的孩子也面临着特洛伊木马这样的狡猾的敌人。
Our children, on a daily basis, also face challenges such as the folks that face Trojan War in the past.
他们可能会被引用使用毒品。
Our children may be enticed to use drugs.
酗酒。
Use alcohol.
互联网可能会显示色情广告。
A lot of the social media might display pornographic contents.
电脑游戏也在吸引我们的孩子。
Even the video games attract our children.
我们可以尽力保卫我们的家庭。
We could use all we have to protect our children.
但是如果没有上帝，我们就会失去这场属灵的征战。
However, without God on our side, we would lose this battle.
我们应当仰望上帝，相信他看守我们的家庭。
We should look towards God to protect our family.
我们当中有的孩子今年秋季要去上大学。
Among us, we have to, some of our children will be heading to college this fall.
当我们送孩子去上大学的时候，我们要把他们送到当地的教会和学生团契。
When we send them to college, it would be important for us to send them to churches as well as to fellowship groups.
让上帝看过他们，比我们看过的更好。
Let God watch over them is far better and more effective than for us to watch the children ourselves.
如果不依靠上帝，一切都是枉然。
If we do not trust in the Lord, everything we do will be in vain.
第三小点，上帝赐安息。
The third point relates to God gives rest.
你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然。唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep.
吃劳碌得来的饭是指假神赐给的食物。
The point about this bread of an anxious toil, it relates to the food that a false god would give us.
这里是另外一个画面。
Here we see another imagery.
一个人早上起床很早，努力的工作，吃假神赐给的一点点食物。
A person who wakes up early, works really hard, consumes the food that this idol, this false god gives.
我们本来以为早起的人会早睡，但是这个人却很晚睡觉，为什么呢？
We might think that if you rise early, then you probably go to bed early. But why does this not happen? Why does this person go to bed so late?
因为他很焦虑，这也是枉然。
Because he's very anxious, and this too is in vain.
那这个人他努力工作了，他在忧虑什么呢？
So this person is already working. Why is he anxious? What is he anxious about?
他的焦虑来自担心没有足够的食物。
His anxiety comes from the fact that he's worried that there may not be enough food.
当一个人不信靠上帝的时候，他就不得不靠自己。
When a person does not rely on God, he has no choice but to rely on himself.
我们有很多工作的压力，学习的压力。
We have many pressure that comes from work, comes from our schooling.
还有竞争和同侪的压力。
And of course, pressure that comes from competition.
那睡眠成为一种很奢侈的享受。
Sleep has in fact become a luxury.
一个好的睡眠好像是无法完成的任务。
Having enough sleep is almost like mission impossible.
那有的孩子早一点睡觉就有愧疚感。
In fact, some young people feel guilty about going to bed early.
因为他觉得自己没有足够的努力。
Because that means that him or her, he or she actually has not worked hard enough.
那很多疾病、车祸都是因为睡眠不足引起的。
In fact, sleep deprivation has caused many accidents as well as sicknesses.
今年四月五日的《纽约时报》有篇文章谈到了 Lexington 高中的压力。
You might know that in New York Times on April 5th there was an article written about Lexington High School.
现在全世界都知道 Lexington 高中压力很大。
Now the whole world knows that LHS students in LHS experience a lot of stress.
但是只有上帝才能安抚我们的孩子，减轻他们的压力。
But only God can comfort our children and lessen their pressure.
我们如果不信靠上帝，就会为明天忧虑。
If we do not trust in the Lord, the only choice we have is to be anxious about tomorrow.
那我们怎么样才能摆脱忧虑，有好的睡眠呢？
But how do we get rid of the stress? How do we gain a good night's sleep?
这节经文告诉我们，上帝赐给他所爱的人好的睡眠。
The verse tells us that he gives to his beloved sleep.
上帝给他所爱的丰富的供应。
He provides abundantly for those he loves.
所以好的睡眠只有上帝才能赐给。
And therefore, the good sleep can only be granted by God.
这里这个词，神所爱的人。所罗门的名字就是意思就是神所爱的人。
And in fact, his beloved, that phrase, his beloved, is actually the meaning for the word Solomon.
而在新约的时候，神所爱的人就是我们的基督徒的兄弟姐妹。
In fact, in the New Testament, who are his beloved? It's all the brothers and sisters who are in Christ.
所以这里重要的是不是靠自己努力，而是成为上帝所爱的人。
So the importance here is that we do not rely on our own strength, but the important thing is to become God's beloved.
上帝所爱的人能在上帝的怀抱中享受上帝赐给的一切丰盛。
Those who are loved, dearly loved by God, can enjoy all the provision he has in his family.
但是要在床上睡觉，不是崇拜的时候睡觉。
But yes, he will grant sleep, but please do not sleep in worship.
那么既然这样，我们还需要努力工作吗？我们可以懒惰吗？
So the question is, if it is so, then do we have to work hard?
不可以。
Of course not. We cannot be lazy.
上帝，当我们成为上帝所爱的人。
When we become God's beloved,
上帝赐给我们睡眠。
God grants sleep to us.
上帝和我们一起建造房屋。
He will build the house shoulder to shoulder with us.
上帝也赐给我们智慧和力量来完成这个工程。
He will grant us the strength and the wisdom to finish to complete the project.
他保证工程的完工。
He promises that together we'll finish the project.
在风暴当中，上帝也保守工程的安全。
Even through the storm, He will protect the safety of all the workers.
当我们看守城市的时候，
When we watch over the city together.
上帝跟我们一起看守。
God will watch it over together with us.
他睁大眼睛赐给我们力量。
He would open his eyes and he would strengthen our hands.
他也赐给我们分辨的心，也保守看守的结果。
He will also give us a discerning heart as well as protecting the results of our effort.
这是上帝的方式。
This is God's way.
这里诗人不主张懒惰。
Here, the psalmist does not advocate being lazy.
所以我们今天在这里的青少年就不要以这个为借口，要努力学习和工作。
Therefore, our young people here, let's not use this as an excuse. We need to work hard.
我们努力工作以后可以躺下安息，把结果交在上帝手中。
Yet, after we finish working hard, we should rest and leave the results to God.
我们刚才讲了这些不会动的房子睡眠。
Here we talked about these immovable things like building, like sleeping.
这里更让人兴奋的是会动的孩子。
But what's more exhilarating is about the things that can move, like our children.
好，第二点，上帝赐儿女给他所爱的。
So the second point relates to God rewards children to His beloved. Rewards His children to His beloved. Yeah.
好，第一小点，上帝赐给我们儿女。
First thing about God rewards children.
第三节，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他的赏赐。
Verse 3 reads, Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, and fruit of the womb a reward.
对于上帝所爱的人，上帝赐给的最重要的礼物就是孩子。
For those who he loves dearly, one of the most important rewards is actually, and heritage is actually children.
产业就是礼物。
Heritage itself is a gift.
这又是上帝的恩典和上帝的工作。
This is God's grace, that's his work.
上帝创造了我们的孩子。
God created our children.
上帝为我们的孩子预备了伟大的计划。
God has prepared a plan for our children.
上帝喂养他们，上帝使他们长大。
God raises them and causes them to grow.
上帝教导他们，上帝训练他们。
God teaches them and disciplines them.
上帝拯救他们，让他们成为上帝所爱的人。
God saves them and also causes them to be God's beloved.
为的是荣耀上帝自己。
All this are done to glorify himself.
所以上帝赐给我们孩子意味着上帝对我们的孩子有所有权。
So the fact that God rewards children to us suggests and points out that he has the total ownership over them.
我们的孩子属于上帝，不是属于我们。
Our children belong to the Lord, they do not belong to us.
这一点非常重要，因为在有的文化当中，孩子是父母的财产。
This is actually really important because in many cultures, children are a property to the parents.
孩子上大学工作，目的是为了荣耀父母。
Children go to good college and get a good job, and the sole purpose is to honor the parents.
但是这里圣经告诉我们，孩子属于上帝。
But the Bible tells us that children belong to the Lord.
我们做父母的只是负责管理。
We as parents, we are stewards.
所以这样我们就知道上帝为我们的孩子预备了更美好的计划。
Therefore, we know that God has a better plan for our children.
我们的孩子的生命有一个很大的目的。
The purpose of our children's life has a great purpose.
成为上帝所爱的人。
And the purpose is to become God's beloved.
我们就要和我们的孩子一起来寻求上帝的旨意。
We need to see God's will together with our children.
来明白上帝的完美的计划。
To understand His complete plans for our children.
这个计划比父母的计划好很多。
This plan is far greater than our plans, parents' plan for the children.
所以这个计划既不是父母的，也不是孩子的，而是上帝的。
Therefore, the plan for the lives of the children doesn't belong to the children, nor to the parents. It belongs to the Lord.
我们有责任成为上帝产业的好管家。
We have the responsibility to become a good steward over God's plan.
这位所有者上帝，他将来要审判我们。
One day we'll be facing a judge who will be evaluating our efforts.
来检验我们养育孩子的这个属灵工程的质量。
We will be judged based on the quality of our stewardship over our children.
在现在这个时代，对基督教信仰面临最大的挑战之一就是回教。
One of the biggest challenges that we face in today's world is the Muslims.
现在回教是各宗教中人口增长最快的，因为他们生很多孩子。
Islam now is one of the fastest growing religion in the world because the Muslim families bear many children.
按现在这个速度，到2060年，回教人口会超过基督教人口。
According to the present projections, the number of people who are professed Muslims will exceed the number of Christians in the near future.
所以，我们基督徒的父母为了神的国度，要多生孩子。
Therefore, for the sake of God's kingdom, Christian parents should have more children.
然后把他们训练成为成熟的，也生更多孩子的门徒。
And then we should train them up and to be good disciples, and they in turn will bear many children.
我们的信仰就是这样一代代传下去。
This is our faith. One generation passes on to another.
如果没有孩子的兄弟姐妹也可以广传福音。
Even those without children can also share the gospel, the good news.
生育更多的属灵的儿女。
To bear more spiritual children.
第二小点，上帝使我们得胜。
The second point relates to God rewards us with victory.
少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑。
Verse 4 reads, like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth.
剑带充满的人变为有福。
Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them.
他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。
He should not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate.
为什么诗人要说少年时所生的儿女呢？
Why does the psalmist talk about the children of one's youth?
在古代的时候，父母年老的时候需要孩子的经济支持。
In the old days, parents, when they become old, they need the children's help in helping them to live through in their old age.
所以人们年轻时候就生孩子。
And therefore, people used to bear children very early on.
所以父母年轻的时候，上帝就赐给我们健康强壮的孩子。
And therefore, when the parents were young, God would bless us with children.
这里少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑，是一个比喻。
Here the psalmist uses an allegory where the psalmist says that blessed is man who fills his quiver with them, and that like arrows in the hands of a warrior are the children of one's youth.
It's a metaphor.、Yeah.
It's a metaphor.
在古代的时候，勇士没有。步枪或者火箭筒。
In the old days, the warriors did not carry a rifle or a rocket launcher.
他们用弓箭，这是很重要的武器。
They used bow and arrows. This is actually a very important weapon.
实际弓箭是古代武器的重大发明，是高技术武器。
In fact, arrows and bows, these were high-tech inventions in the old days.
跟古代的其他兵器，比如长矛、刀剑相比，剑、弓箭更强大。
I think the lethal impact of bow and arrow far exceeds that of a spears or a sword.
长矛、刀剑只能用于短距离战斗，六英尺以内。
You can only use a spear and swords in a close combat situation.
但是箭可以飞得非常远，几百英尺。
But arrow can fly very far away, a couple hundred yards.
一个勇士可能只有一两支矛，但是一个弓箭手可以有几百支箭。
And most a warrior can only carry perhaps two spears, but somebody who uses arrow can shoot many, many arrows.
所以弓箭手 archer 他如果有很多箭，他就可以远距离的杀死几百名敌人。
So if an archer has arrows with him, he could actually kill up to hundreds of soldiers or enemies.
但敌人却很难伤害到这位弓箭手。
Because of the distance, it would be very difficult for the enemies to injure this archer.
我们就看到这样一个画面。
So here we see the imagery here.
一位大能的勇士穿着盔甲。
Here the image has to do with a strong warrior who wears armor.
左手握着弓，右手拿着箭。
Left hand he holds the bow.Right hand, he has arrows.
这位大能的勇士，他有很多箭，箭装满了他的箭袋。
And this warrior, this archer, has many arrows in his quiver.
我们看到这个画面的时候，我们就知道箭的数量对于这个勇士的胜利是至关重要的。
And when we see this imagery, we realize that the number of arrows in his quiver is actually important to his success.
没有箭的战士肯定会失败。
An archer without his arrows will surely fail.
所以孩子的数量对于父母这个属灵征战是极关重要的因素。
By the same token, the number of children the parents have is actually important for the spiritual warfare of the parents.
孩子多的最终会得胜，孩子少的最终会失败。
Those with many children will ultimately win. Those with few childrenmight lose.
因为我们看到在基督教与回教的竞争当中，最终的竞争是在人口上面。
So when we see the competition between the Muslims and the Christians, it comes down to the magnitude of the numbers.
Population.
The population.
许多箭就有很多支箭就意味着战斗力。
Having many arrows signifies combat effectiveness.
而我们有很多孩子也意味着战斗力。
And having many children also raises our combat effectiveness.
所以孩子就意味着能力。
So having children equates power.
这告诉我们上帝父亲可以从他们的孩子得着能力。
This tells us that father can gain strength from his children.
我们如果有很多孩子就能够解决很多问题。
If we have many children, we can solve many problems.
如果我们没有办法去宣教。
If we cannot go on a mission ourselves.
如果我们有很多孩子。
If we have many children.
他们可以去很多国家宣教。
They can go to many countries to do mission.
如果我们自己不能当总统。
If we cannot be a president ourselves.
如果我们有很多孩子的话。
If we have many children.
他们可以成为很多国家的总统。
They can be presidents of many nations.
如果我们不会演奏乐器。
If we don't know how to play a musical instrument.
如果我们有很多孩子的话。
If we have many children.
他们可以成为一个管弦乐队。
They can form an orchestra.
如果我们有很多孩子。
If we have many children.
他们每个人都从事一项运动的话。
If they are engaged in sports.
我们在奥运会上会得最多的金牌。
Then we can win many gold medals in Olympics.
孩子倍增了父母的能力。
Children have the ability to multiply parents' power.
更重要的是，能力意味着得胜。
More importantly, this ability leads to victory.
城门口是商业交易和战斗的地方。
The verse mentions the gate. A gate is a place of commerce.Is also a place of combat.
这里我们看到一个得胜的画面。
Here we have another image.
这位大能的父亲，这位勇士站在城门口。
This mighty warrior, this father stands in the city gate.
后面有孩子排成一排，每个都是勇士。
And his children line behind him, standing behind him, and everyone is a warrior.
在对面敌人只有一个，他背后没有孩子。
But if you look at the enemy, he's only by himself. He has no children behind him.
敌人看到勇士的孩子的时候，他就转身逃跑了。
When the enemy sees the father and the children, the warriors behind him, the enemy runs away.
所以我们看到上帝赐给我们孩子是有目的的。
So we see that there is a purpose for God granting children to us.
是为了赢得属灵征战。
And the purpose is for us to win the spiritual battles.
打败上帝的敌人。
To win over God's enemy.
所以我们就有这样的使命。
Therefore, we have such mission.
我们既然从上帝得到孩子，就要养育他们来荣耀上帝。
Since we have received children from God, we have to raise them up to glorify the Lord.
我们就蒙福，就不会羞愧。
This way, we'll receive blessing and not shame.
这是我们成为上帝所爱的人的丰盛生命的一部分。
This is one of the ways we can receive, we can become God's beloved, and to receive the abundance of life.
所以我们要把我们的孩子献给上帝，让上帝来决定他们的未来。
Therefore, we should offer up our children and to let God decide their future.
所以我们做父母的就有责任来训练孩子成为上帝的勇士。
And therefore, we have responsibility to raise them up to be God's soldiers.
我们需要有意识地训练我们的孩子来服侍神。
We need to train our children to know how to serve the Lord.
我们要让我们当中最优秀的孩子成为牧师和宣教士。
We want to let our best children, most excellent children, to become missionaries and full-time ministers.
我们不但生许多孩子，也训练他们成为成熟的基督徒。
We not only need to bear many children, but we also need to help them to grow into mature Christians.
成为小门徒。
To become young disciples.
我们就要用上帝的话来教导他们。
We need to use God's words to discipline them.
我们要在家里家庭崇拜。
We need to have a devout Christian life to have a family worship.
我们家里的猫也很喜欢家庭崇拜。
The cat in our house also loves this devotion time.
我们也要训练孩子来操练敬虔的生活。
We also need to help the children to have spiritual discipline.
训练他们传扬福音
to help them to share gospel.
今天教会要差派短宣队。
Today our church will send out our short-term missionaries.
我们的孩子要走出去服侍有需要的人。
Our children are going to walk outside of the comfort zone and to serve others.
在这个过程中上帝会打开他们的眼睛。
In this process, God will open up their eyes.
开阔他们的眼界。
Will broaden their views.
让他们看到神国度的需要。
That they may see the needs of God's kingdom.
我们也需要教导他们建立家庭。
We also need to help them to learn how to build up a family.
与敬虔的异性结婚，并生更多的孩子。
To be married to
opposite sex.
to be married to faithful spouse and to have more children.
这就是我们的信仰怎么样一代一代传下去。
This is how we pass on our faith from one generation to another.
弓箭手有很多箭是为了把箭射出去。
The purpose for the archer having many arrows in his quiver is to shoot them out.
而不仅仅是把箭留在箭袋中。
It's not merely to keep them inside the bag or the quiver.
那箭怎么样射得又远又只正中靶心呢
？So how can the arrow be shot out straight and far and right hitting the target right in the center？
古代的弓箭手每天都要把箭头磨砺。
The ancient archers would actually grind these sharpen these arrows，
把箭身拉直
，to straighten the bow，
仔细整理箭尾部的羽毛
，actually take good care of the feathers。
弓箭手要每天练习。
And the archers also need to practice on a daily basis.
对于我们的孩子，他们总是要离开家的。
And in the end, our children do have to leave our home.
我们就要训练我们的孩子独立。
We need to train them up to be independent.
预备他们走向地极。
So they could prepare them for traveling to the ends of the earth.
把箭射出去。
To eventually figuratively speaking, to shoot the arrow out of the boat.
所以对于我们的孩子，我们要有意识地训练他们做家务。
And so we, to prepare them for the life ahead, we need to have them do some chores at home.
他们要整理房间，要洗衣服。
They ought to clean their rooms, to do the laundry.
他们要洗碗，要喂宠物。
They should help with washing the dishes and feed the pets.
他们要割草，要做饭。
Mow the lawn and to prepare meals.
这样他们就学习承担责任。
This way they will learn to take on responsibility.
他们上大学和他们将来的婚姻生活中才会更好的管理。
And this way they will know how to manage their lives while they're in college.
所以我们要把他们培养成为将来的丈夫和妻子。
And our purpose ought to prepare them to become a future spouse.
也训练他们成为未来的父亲母亲。
To become future father and mother.
这是他们在座的父母才能训练他们的。
These kind of things only the parents can train them.
我们对于高中的孩子也要培训他们对现实世界有经验。
We also should train up our high school students to face many of the real challenges in our society.
现在暑假到了。
Now we're at the beginning of the summer.
高中的孩子应该努力去打工。
Many high school students ought to work in the summer.
那去麦当劳工作，去超市工作。
To work in McDonald's and to work in supermarkets.
去实验室做研究。
To do research in labs.
去慈善机构做义工。
To volunteer in a non-profit organization.
当我们的孩子被他们的老板管教的时候
When our young kids, they're disciplined by their boss,
他们会把手机放下
They will learn to put down their phones.
这种管教能让他们飞得很远
This kind of discipline can really take them far.
最后讲一个很好的例子
Lastly, I want to share with you an example.
神学家约拿丹·爱德华兹是神大能的勇士
Theologian Jonathan Edwards is one of God's mighty warriors.
他也是我们麻州人，生于三百年前。
He actually lived in Massachusetts about 300 years ago.
上帝使用他领导了新英格兰的大复兴。
God actually used him to bring about the first great awakening in the New England region.
他后来做了普林斯顿大学的校长。
He later became the president of Princeton University.
他和他的妻子对他们的孩子有很好的教育和训练。
He and his wife had a great sort of history track record of bringing up their children.
他的家族对美国的知识界造成了深远的影响。
His family had a great impact on the academic in the academia and the society of his time.
Of the whole history, of the past 300 years.
Of the past 300 years.
他的家族里出了13位大学校长。
His family had given birth to 13 university presidents.
65位教授。
65 professors.
30位法官。
30 judges.
100名律师。
100 attorneys.
60名医生。
60 physicians.
75名军官。
75 military officials.
100位牧师
100 pastors
60位作家
60 writers
3位参议员
and 3 senators
80位部长
部长
public servants
80 public servants
还有一位副总统
and even a vice president
这是一位上帝的大能的勇士
This is one of God's mighty warrior
上帝所爱的人
He is God's beloved.
上帝大大赐福他，使他得胜。
God has blessed him mightily and allowed him to gain victory.
这个父亲节
on this Father's Day,
愿上帝赐福他所爱的。
May the Lord bless all his beloved.
赐福他所爱的家庭。
Bless his blessed family.